Welcome to IQVIA's AI for R&D Leadership podcast series. This episode focuses on leveraging the power of artificial intelligence and machine learning to reimagine clinical development strategy and how to better predict chances of an asset's approval. Greg Lever, Director of R&D Solutions for the Applied Data Science Center at IQVIA, is our featured speaker.
Thank you, Greg, for lending your expertise to this discussion. To get this started, can you outline what factors are making the clinical development landscape more complex and challenging to navigate?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think really it's a combination of things like rising study costs, increased regulatory requirements, ethical considerations, and increasing competition for funding. So these are all factors that affect the clinical development landscape. As scientific knowledge expands and technologies evolve, also the expectations have risen. And, you know, drug development was never easy, but now there definitely aren't any low-hanging fruit left. And we can kind of see this by the fact that the number of new drugs approved per $1 billion spent on R&D has halved roughly every 9 years since 1950. Regulatory authorities now demand more evidence of safety and efficacy, requires larger, more complicated clinical trials. I mean, this is predominantly driven by the need to ensure patient safety, and we need to demonstrate those clear benefits. But also many indications being targeted today have many different nuances to them. So if we think about conditions like cancer, Alzheimer's, autoimmune disorders, all of these often have diverse patient subtypes. There's many genetic variations involved. There's really intricate underlying mechanisms. And so developing interventions that address all of these complexities really requires a deep understanding of the underlying disease biology, but also the need to apply personalized approaches. This then leads to more intricate clinical trial designs and development strategies. And so better methods are really rapidly and objectively assessing new potential assets, this is what is needed.
Oh, thank you. That's great to know. So why do traditional approaches not work as well in this current landscape?
So traditional approaches that are used to inform clinical development decisions have quite a lot of flaws in them. You know, they rely on secondary research, they rely on historical data, and this is disparate, incomplete, a lot of times really difficult to access. And it also typically relies on how much literature an individual or a team of individuals can really consume and understand. And so the result is this manual, lengthy process that provides subjective and sometimes unpredictable outcomes. But there are now ways that data science can be applied to this process to deliver really fast and objective insights in support of evidence-based decision-making, essentially making sure that there is no evidence that's missed because this can all be looked at automatically using data science approaches.
So what are these new ways to mitigate these growing challenges?
So some of the really kind of new and innovative things that are coming out surrounding artificial intelligence and machine learning, so AI and ML. And by using AI and ML to inform clinical development strategies, this can really bring a lot of benefits. So if we think about this reimagined AI ML based approach, it allows you to use continually updated data. This can drive really accurate predictions. And then on top of which, domain experts can use these insights to do things like rapidly assess these complex clinical development landscapes, and they can really much better inform the decisions they need to make. And so by bringing together this data, AIML can also help you do things like create clinical development pathways. So what we mean by this is basically where you think of, okay, typically my data might be something like clinical trials, where I just have a trial by trial basis of what was studied. Maybe it was in a phase one or a phase three or something else. And so what AIML can do is bring together these really disconnected and disparate data sources in this really nice way that allows you to look at, okay, what was the, say, first in human study for an asset? How did that branch off into maybe different indications within a phase two? Maybe some of those phase twos didn't show much efficacy. And so maybe the clinical developments there were halted for some reason. Some may have progressed on to phase three, and then some might have ultimately resulted in approval. So some of the approaches that AIML gives you to be able to do this are things like named entity recognition capabilities. So this is where you can identify things like what's the molecule being discussed in your data, be it trial data, approval documents, maybe you're looking at the biomedical literature. But then you can also apply it to any number of entities that you're able to encode within your approaches. So this is where you might be looking at indications, mechanisms of action, and then you can also identify things like gene and protein targets. And so all of this together brings us this picture of where clinical developments have been successful, where they've been unsuccessful. Maybe the sponsor has chosen to terminate development for a particular reason, and essentially give you this picture of where this landscape was, where it is, and potentially where it's going.
Are these new AI methods able to predict the chances of approval?
Yeah, absolutely. So then what AIML allows you to do is to take this outlined data where you've built this idea of a clinical development pathway. You can analyze it, but then AIML can also learn from that. So say we wanted to predict the chances of obtaining regulatory approval, say from the FDA. One way to do this is to think about it in terms of what's known in modeling techniques as binary classification. So essentially, you split the data into two different classifications. One is where there are clinical developments which obtained approval, and one is where there's clinical developments which were abandoned or terminated. So the ongoing clinical developments in your data set then provide this basis on which predictions can be made. So, and then you can start predicting, okay, how likely do I think this ongoing clinical development will likely obtain approval? On top of that, AIML can also help you predict the time it will likely take to obtain regulatory approval as well. So these new approaches also allow for integration of new data that allow you to update your predictions over time as well. And a real reason that this is important is just due to the sheer volume of changes that occur in data that's related to clinical development. And as an example, each year there's around 2.5 million changes that occur in US clinical trial registries. And there are over 20,000 conferences each year, and these each have tons of abstracts being published. And so specific aspects used to update the predictions can include things related to study changes. So there might be an example whereby recruitment targets have been lowered due to the lower than anticipated enrollment, or you know, preliminary trial readouts from the conference abstracts I mentioned. Here, the results might be more favorable than, say, the pivotal trials that have been used to approve assets. And these are something that you should really be considering when making AIML-based predictions. And as the data is constantly evolving and impacting predictions, it's important that the accuracy of the predictions be consistently monitored and assessed as well. And so this endeavor is even more successful through collaboration with cross-disciplinary experts.
So not just using AI, but pulling in experts and having a team. Who should be included on this cross-disciplinary team?
Yeah, so this team of experts should really have someone with, who's experienced with clinical development, maybe with some drug development domain expertise, and also combining someone with machine learning expertise as well. On one hand, the clinical development experts provide important, customer-specific insights that should be considered when building these AIML models, and they can also interpret the results from the analysis and really make sure that the predictions are grounded in what the customer needs. But they can also make sure that we include things like what's the customer's risk tolerance, maybe what's their funding situation, what are some of their strategic imperatives, essentially getting in all of that data that they know from decades of drug development experience and with working with customers, but is really, really difficult to encode in data alone. And, people like that can give insights into local, into global markets. And also, if you've got people with medical expertise, this means that the recommendations that come from your AIML models are practical as well. And then if we think about the AIML experts, these are people which will be comfortable working with multiple data sets, multiple databases, high performance computing environments. They're really experienced at integrating new data into modeling. So this means that they can say take in a customer's specific data that might be proprietary, but they don't necessarily know how to make the best use of using AIML. They can make sure that they're really getting AIML modeling that are customized specifically to meet their customers' needs. And that means that we can do things like get that clinical development expertise, get that feedback, but actually bring that back into the AIML modeling and kind of make those necessary adjustments that make sure you get even more relevant predictions.
Can you tell me what type of AI solutions are out there that can better inform clinical development decisions and maybe help make these needed adjustments?
Yeah, absolutely. So as an example, within IQVIA, we're using industry-leading data sets and we apply our AIML capabilities here. But we also couple it with our, along with our data science expertise, but also our domain and subject matter experts to deliver what we call asset intelligence solutions. So basically, you can think of this as a connected intelligence approach. It gives you things like the probability of technical and regulatory success for an intervention being studied against a particular indication. So this PTRS, it scores for these specific clinical development pathways and gives you an idea when you run these predictions across your entire clinical development landscape, really provides those competitive insights. And so you can start doing things like identifying the promising assets within maybe a company's established therapy area, or if you're looking for therapy area expansion, what is it that might be coming along on the horizon? But it can also give confidence to companies in looking at opportunities and insights to try and drive their competitive advantage. So it's this combination of our industry gold standard data sources, our AIML expertise, and our drug development and domain area and subject matter expertise that really gives us that opportunity to provide evidence-based decisions to our customers. That allows them to discover maybe new assets they hadn't even thought of before and really to make those more informed investment decisions and much better plan their clinical developments. But also because we know, you know, how these clinical developments looked, how they went from phase one to splitting out into indications into phase two and then maybe a much larger phase three before obtaining approval, we know these timelines of these approved clinical developments. So we can then start to predict things like the time that it will take to obtain regulatory approval. And so this then brings in a much, much nicer picture of the competitive insights in terms of the barriers for clinical development. You know, how likely something will obtain approval, what are the timelines involved? And then because AIML allows you to interpret the predictions and really tell you those drivers behind the predictions, you can then further look into that and see, okay, what's actually my barrier to success here as well.
Could you provide some use case examples of how asset intelligence solutions has been used?
Yeah, absolutely. So asset intelligence solutions can really provide benefits to customers in a couple of key areas. So one of them is giving these insights that really enable you to drive investment decisions or clinical development decisions into new or existing therapy areas, and also give you a deep understanding of that competitive clinical development landscape, sort of like that 30,000 foot view. So it enables you to more quickly, more objectively make informed decisions, gives you that deep understanding of that clinical development landscape. So, for example, you might want to know how many molecules are currently in development for a particular indication, maybe who are your main competitors. It might be a competitor in a therapy area, or it might be a competitor using a similar mechanism of action or a similar gene target. But also, how far along are these assets in their development pathway? Maybe they're earlier on in their development journey, and we know that based on, you know, time to approval predictions that maybe the risk is quite low there, or there may also be competitors which are later on in their journey, and we want to know, okay, how likely are they actually going to obtain approval once this late stage trial finishes. And so as an example, for one customer, we were able to provide things like, okay, what's my PTRS, you know, my likelihood of FDA approval for all oncology assets that are in clinical development, as well as maybe how long it will take to obtain approval, but also AI ML can also help you predict things like how likely is this going to successfully transition from one phase to another? You know, are you going to run a successful phase two? And then are you likely to be able to start a phase three as well? And then also on top of that, like I mentioned, AI ML approaches can be interpreted to bring you those factors that are most likely to have a significant impact on an asset's ability to obtain approval. And this could be either in a positive or a negative manner. And then as another example, for one customer, we provided an overview of what is essentially the clinical development landscape for all solid tumor targeting combination therapies within immuno-oncology. So basically what we were able to do here is utilize our AIML approaches to pinpoint all of these combination therapies currently under clinical development. And then overall, what we were able to provide to the customer was a short list of assets with really strong early signals, and then also the wider clinical development landscape of about 3,000 or so assets.
So this approach works whether they want to uncover promising assets in existing therapeutic areas by identifying ones with a high likelihood of success, or look for opportunities for entry into new therapeutic areas based on a competitive landscape.
Exactly. So these AIML-powered analytics can really optimize your clinical development strategy, and without this need for kind of manually going through the available data, typically missing a lot and relying on opinions. And this data that comes from these different sources, which are typically disparate and disconnected and difficult to get hold of, AIML allows you to harmonize this. It provides this holistic view of your clinical development pathway. It can provide things like baseline success rates of clinical developments. You can then aggregate this by indication, phase, target, the modality of the therapy, and so on. Essentially, you can have as much flexibility as you need. And then as this data volume increases, and it does so exponentially, this is where AIML capabilities really come into their own. They're more powerful than ever. There's an unprecedented potential for improving healthcare here. And essentially, by integrating AIML into your operations, that really gives you this opportunity to uncover deeper insights, make those better informed clinical development decisions, and realize that competitive advantage.
Wonderful insights. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you. It's been really great to be on here.
Thank you for joining us for our leadership podcast around IQVIA's Artificial Intelligence and Advanced Analytics for Research and Development. We look forward to sharing even more insights on how data science is being applied to augment and accelerate the R&D process in future episodes.